I'm James Cridland, the Radio Futurologist, and I regularly talk about making the most of your content, ensuring you don't fall foul of the transmitter mindset. In radio, we produce content for the audience, not just to feed a transmitter, and that content has a much longer life than you'd expect. And it turns out that an innovative radio station is operating in my home country of Australia, using content in a very clever way. So let me introduce you to NTS, News Talk Sport. NTS is a 24-hour talk radio station which makes great radio happen all over again. And I'm quite a fan of it.
News Talk Sport. The latest news, views and interviews from right across the Macquarie Radio Network, NTS.
NTS sounds like a typical News Talk radio station. A presenter interviews someone about a topical subject. They finish the interview, break for commercials, and then you hear a different presenter, a different subject, and a different interviewee, and then another, plus some national news bulletins. It's like a continually resetting talk radio station. Because that's essentially what it is. NTS is run by Macquarie Media, one of the large radio groups in Australia. And NTS is a national best-of network with highlight interviews and features from Macquarie's local news and talk stations. It's a clever way of reinventing talk radio and a surprisingly good listen. Bill Barrington, the general manager of Macquarie Media Syndication that runs the station, talked me through some of the secrets of how it works. Producers across Australia clip segments of their programmes after transmission, and those clips are then edited to remove original station idents or call now invitations, and they're then sent to NTS's playout service. On a typical day, there are around 100 programming clips in the system, which are played alongside national news already being produced by Macquarie for partner stations. The clips themselves are scheduled as you would schedule a song, so if you regularly listen to the service, you shouldn't hear the same clip being used more than once. Oh, and those clips are as long as they need to be, so the station doesn't follow any typical time clocks either. Another refreshing idea. It's not aiming to be your favourite radio station. Instead, NTS offers an additional stream to a primary service, and it does a great job in this. It's a safety net for the button puncher to keep them with Macquarie content, even if the current subject on 4BC isn't to their liking. An entire national radio station, reusing the very best content from local radio stations, is an innovative idea. Even cleverer when you realise that it only takes half a staff member to keep it running. You can take a listen at radionts.com.au, where usefully you'll get primetime content, whatever time of the day or night it is. By the way, there's also a best-of station in London. LBC London News is a small, mostly automated station that runs interview clips from the main LBC service, alongside news and sport bulletins, extended travel news and occasional live event coverage. This small, part-time service posts similar listening figures to BBC Radio London, so that too is worth a listen, as it too makes the most of great content. You can get my daily, my weekly newsletter. It's not daily, it's weekly, at james.crid.land. And until next time, keep listening.